Welcome to Shomar Shovan and Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Yudches. In this Daf, we find the halakos of Hagromo. Different opinions where exactly Shechita has to be, and if the Shechita is out of that place, it's called Hagromo. According to Rabbanon, the Shechita has to be Batabas Agdoilo in the large ring, and has to be in there. According to Rabbeisi Be'abudo, it could start in the large ring as long as the majority is there. It could go out and tilt out to above that. You can have the shechita done even above the rings in what's called the koiva, which is a higher part in the neck of the animal. And the Gemara in the end of Amud Beis gives us another nekudot. We're talking about what's called shir bechite. You get to a high place when you cut a place of shechita. If you reach what's called chiti, which is looks like wheat, but referring to the vocal cords, if you actually severed the chiti, so then it's shechita psula. Now this seems to be very, very technical, and it's just really places where shechita works. But in the Sefer Magid Mishorim of the Beis Yosef in Parashat Tzav, Magid Mishorim is what was revealed to the Beis Yosef in a dream. So it says there a little bit of explanation of this locations of shechita al pi Kabbalah. And although we're not oisik here in Inyoni Kabbalah, but just to give us a little bit of a taste that these technical inyonim have very deep concept, let's just bring the loshoinis that Magid Mishorim says. So the Magid Mishorim there starts by saying that we have two simonim in a behemo, which is the kone and the veshet, the breathing tube and the eating tube. The eating tube can shrink and get large and represents olam hazeh, that you can live large and you can live in a way which you don't need that much. And that represents the Yetzirah. The more a person feeds the Yetzirah, the more he wants, the more he gets larger. The Kane, which is the breathing tube, which brings the voice out, that refers to Olam Haba. That refers to the ones who are oisik b'toiro and have the koil of davening and learning. Because the Vesh, because the Kane is referring to Olam Haba, so it refers to the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And the revelation of Kesher in the world comes in different midos that we mentioned in the pasuk in the morning. L'chashem agdulo ve'agvura ve'atiferes ve'anetzach ve'ahoy kechob ha'shvayim ve'aretz l'chashem amlocho. These seven midos are the revelation of Hashem down here, and that's the different tabois, different rings that you have in the kone. Each ring represents another mido that Kesher Baruch Hu is megal himself in this world. That is the reason, according to Chachamim, you have to do the Shechita within the large ring and not above it, because it needs to be within the revelation that's revealed here in the world. There's higher midas, according to Kabbalah, the Keser, the Chachman, the Bino, that we don't have Tfisa there. That's something which is above the revelation in the world. As we know in Tfiyah Soimer, the way it's printed in Sidurim, the seven lower midas is what we speak about during Tfiyah Soimer, because that's what's revealed in the world. But the higher three spheres are above it. That's considered to be what's the moichin, the higher dimension of the world. According to Chachamim, shechita needs to be done in avoda in this world. And therefore you can't have shechita above the big ring, which refers to the higher midas. The other mandarim hold that you could connect to something higher. You still have shaykhis to the midas elyonis. But we do not have shaykhis to all the midas elyonis. Kedua, the midas hakeser is way above what we can do. The chitim refers to the midos of keser and chokhmah. These are the beginning. We know, just for example, the word bereshis, base reshis. One refers to the keser, the rotzon ha'elyon, and one is the chokh, which is the beginning of the world. Chokhmah we have connection to. Keser ha'elyon, the keser, which is above the rotzon ha'elyon, we don't have connection to at all. So therefore, if someone came and did shechita and he was Pigeya bechiti, meaning he's touching the chiti, then for sure the shechita is no good, it's way above his midah. But shir bechiti, he did not reach the chiti. He did shechita in a higher place, but not so high. So then the shechita is okay. So it comes out, the makom shechita is the makom that we have tfisa in. And the avoda of shechita is to connect this world to a higher world. And this goes back to what we spoke about in the beginning of the Masechta. That the whole idea of Shechita and Chulin is to take the lower dimension of this world and connect it to something higher. That's the Avoida. But you can't go to a place you don't belong to. Your Avoida is the Chelek that you belong to. So that's the machlekes here in our Gemara. Which part, where in the kane is a place that we belong to and where it's too high? That's the oimik ha'inyan of this sugyo, the mizgale in the soidus of the Magid Mishar. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.